Amanda says, why does it have to be here and now?
So's everyone can see, said Nanniog. That's the point, ain't it? Nothing hole and corner about it. Everyone's got to know who's best at witchcraft. The whole town. Everyone sees the winner win and the loser lose. That way there's no argument, eh?
Perdita glanced towards the tavern. Granny Weatherwax had dozed off.
Quietly confident, said Nanniog, crossing her fingers behind her back.
What happens to the loser? Said Perdita.
Nothing, really, said Nanniog. Generally she leaves the place. You can't be a witch if people seen you beat.
Dear Amanda says she doesn't want to hurt the old lady too much, said Perdita. Just teach her a lesson.
That's nice. Esme's a quick learner.
I wish this wasn't happening, Mrs. Og.
That's nice.
Dear Amanda says Mistress Weatherwax has got a very impressive stare, Mrs. Og.
That's nice.
So the test is just staring, Mrs. Og.
Nanny put her pipe in her mouth.
You mean the old first one to blink or look away challenge?
Yeah.
Right.
Nanny thought about it and shrugged.
Right. But we'd better do a magic circle first. Don't want anyone else getting hurt, do we?
Do you mean using Scorpion runes or the triple invocation octagram?
Said Perdita. Nanny Og put her head on one side.
Never heard of them things, dear, she said. I always does a magic circle like this.
She sidled crabwise away from the fat girl, dragging one toe in the dust. She edged around in a rough circle about 15 feet across, still dragging her boot until she backed into Perdita.
Sorry. There. Done it.
That's a magic circle?
Right. People can come to harm else. All kinds of magic zipping around the place when witches fight.
But you didn't chant or anything?
No.
There has to be a chant, doesn't there?
Dunno. Never done one.
Oh.
I could sing you a comic song if you likes, said Nanny helpfully.
No.
Perdita had never heard Nanny sing, but news gets around.
I like your black lace hanky, said Nanny, not a bit abashed. Very good for not showing the bogies.
Perdita stared at the circle as though hypnotized.
Shall we start, then?
Right.
Nanny Og scurried back to the bench and elbowed Granny in the ribs.
Wake up!
Granny opened an eye.
I weren't asleep, I was just resting me eyes.
All you got to do is stare her down.
At least she knows about the importance of the stare, then. Who does she think she is? I've been staring at people all my life.
Yes, that's what's bothering me. Oh, who's Nana's little boy, then?
The rest of the Og clan had arrived. Granny Weatherwax personally disliked young Pusey. She disliked all small children, which is why she got on with them so well. In Pusey's case, she felt that no one should be allowed to wander around in just a vest, even if they were 4 years old, and the child had a permanently runny nose and ought to be provided with a handkerchief, or failing that, a cork. Nanny Og, on the other hand, was instant putty in the hands of any grandchild, even one as sticky as Pusey.
"Want sweetie?"
growled Pusey, in that curiously deep voice some young children have.
"Just in a moment, my duck. I'm talking to the lady,"
Nanny Og fluted.
"What, sweetie, now?"
"Bugger off, my precious. Nana's busy right this minute."
Pusey pulled hard on Nanny Og's skirts.
"Now, sweetie, now."
Granny Weatherwax leaned down until her impressive nose was about level with Pusey's gushing one.
"If you don't go away," she said gravely, "I will personally rip your head off and fill it with snakes."
"There," said Nanny Og. "There's a lot of poor children in Clatch that'd be grateful for a curse like that."
Pusey's little face, after a second or two of uncertainty, split up into a pumpkin grin.
"Funny lady," he said.
"Tell you what," said Nanny, patting Pusey on the head and then absent-mindedly wiping her hand on her dress. "You see them young ladies on the other side of the square? They've got lots of sweeties."
Pusey waddled off.
"That's germ warfare, that is,"
said Granny Weatherwax.
"Come on," said Nanny. "Our Jason's put a couple of chairs in the circle. You sure you're all right?"
"I'll do."
Perdita Knit traipsed across the road again.